And now in Beaumont Hospital today at the Beaumont Foundation Open Day Honour Your Hero, and we're joined by Jim Kelly, who is going to tell us a little bit about his own story. It all started off with an abscess on your buttocks. Jim, would you like to tell us your story?
Yeah, for about 5 or 6 weeks I had what I thought was an abscess on my buttock, and I soldiered on, a little bit of pain, just thought it was a pimple, it would go away in time. It didn't. What I didn't realise was it was a serious bacterial infection that was spreading more into my body than coming to a head outside, so that to touch and to look at it seemed quite small, but obviously it had gone way inside. And these bacteria are synonymous with an illness called necrotizing fasciitis, which in common language is called flesh-eating bugs. So these flesh-eating bugs were munching away happily and releasing toxins. Now, it's the toxins that actually kill you, because they start to poison your internal organs and they become dysfunctional and close down. And it was only when I got to really the last stage that the infection was spreading up through my body that I was overcome with extreme pain and went to A&E.
And how did you pick this up? How does that develop in a person?
There's just a scratch in your skin, and the bacteria get in there and they fester. And they obviously went in sort of deep, and it's not somewhere you normally sort of inspect or look at. And once they had settled and went inward rather than outward, it was just difficult for the layperson to recognise what it was. I just thought it was an abscess.
And did it look sore? Like, was it painful? Or was it oozing? I know it sounds a bit cruel, but was it not?
It wasn't at all obvious. Like I say, it went in and across my hips and then started to move up and down to the groin area, to the lower abdomen. And it was only at the very end that it was sort of a dark blue colour. So that would have been on a Saturday or a Sunday night. And I went to the doctor on a Monday. I got antibiotics. He said they're not gone by Wednesday, come back. What was happening then was the infection was so severe and deep that the antibiotics were not working. So I went to, funny enough, the DDoc in Coolock, not close enough to the Northside Civic Centre and your headquarters. Again, a nice coincidence, and it was about 8 o'clock and he said, just go straight to Beaumont Hospital. I still had no idea how serious it was. And they did a series of tests, and at 1 o'clock in the morning, a guy said, you have a very serious, potentially fatal bacterial infection. And the swelling at that stage was cut across my lower abdomen. And he says, we got to operate immediately. If the swelling goes above this line, he took out a pretty crappy old big burrow and drew a line across just under the navel. It says, once it starts swelling above there, it's too late, because it's gone into your kidney. And he just said, do you know what happens if it goes into your kidney? And I said, yeah.
So you knew it was quite late at this stage.
Yeah. And it was accompanied by Fournier gangrene. And when sepsis has developed, there's a 78% mortality rate, which I didn't realise at the time. So that's a measure of the very successful treatment that I got.
Jeez, you were very lucky.
Yeah, I was lucky, yeah. The other thing, which is sort of funny, I remember saying to them, you know, what are the chances? And he said, it's about 80% success rate. And that was sort of encouraging. But the 80% is the generic probability across all statistics. In Beaumont Hospital, it was a 50%, because they'd only had two such cases the previous year, and one of the guys had died from it.
That's actually frightening. And would you have picked it up had you been in a foreign country or anything? Was it anything to do with that?
No, it's a combination of different bacteria. working together. They don't know they're working together, you know. But essentially, that's what happens. And there's different types of bacteria, aerobic and anaerobic. And those five principal types buried away, eating and munching me and releasing all these toxins.
So is that the flesh-eating bug that you
it
had?
It is the flesh-eating bug, yeah. The fasciitis is, you know, the fascia you have, right? And that's what they eat on. So the good thing is they don't eat any of your muscles or your blood vessels, but as they're munching away, they're releasing these toxic gases. You might see something in the media about these toxins. They're the chemicals that close you down.
So what was going through your mind then? You were going in for this major operation. Were you like positive? Well, you suppose you have to be positive, and hopefully you will be one of the 80%. You didn't know it was only 50% at this stage, did you?
No, I didn't know it was 50%. And I just... Did you do a little bit of an inventory or a stock take on your life? And you say, well, absolutely nothing you can do. You can't get a second medical opinion. And, you know, you can't really tell family or friends. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. You're on your own. And there's a certain sort of... resignation about it rather than a panic.
Really?
That you're here, these guys are the guys who can save you, no one else.
So did they operate on you immediately or did they leave you for a few days?
Oh no, they operated on the Wednesday morning at 3:15 and it confirmed what the lab tests had shown. They scraped some of the infection out and then they did a major operation later on that day. And I was put into intensive care with a respirator. And then they had a look the following day, day two, and the infection was still there. So they had to go back in again and literally cut and slice and dice it out because it wasn't responding to the antibiotics. So it could only be surgically removed. And they had to make sure that they got sufficient out, that there wasn't a small quantum of them left which could start harvesting again.
Yeah.
So that was on day two. And then 2 days later, they had another operation to inspect themselves in the site. So 4 or 5 weeks later, then I had to have plastic surgery. So skin was taken off my sort of hip area and put into where all the holes had been around me, front and back. So that was another, you know, that was another success.
So how did you get over this, all these operations? I mean, psychologically, how did you cope with all that?
Oh, I could listen to the radio. I could read. I could listen to CDs. I could, you know, have great conversations with family or friends, and there was no other priorities.
Yeah.
It's an amazing part of your life, you know.
I know, but just to start off with a scratch, like to end up like that, like you weren't expecting that at all. Like it's different if someone has a heart problem or has been diagnosed with an illness, but you weren't expecting it to be that serious at all.
Well, I felt very stupid, and I realised that I still can be hopelessly optimistic.
Hmm.
So I just genuinely thought it was an abscess, a bit of a sports injury.
Hmm.
Didn't want to bother doctors or do anything about it. Now, maybe if it had been more visible on my hand or my face, you know, family and friends would be saying, you're going to do anything about that. But when it's on your buttock, nobody else sees it. It's hidden.
So you got through the surgery. So how long were you in Beaumont Hospital for altogether?
I was in hospital for 7 weeks. And I was 8 days in intensive care. Really, after the operations, they weren't 100% sure that it was all gone. So that 6 or 7 days was pretty vital, that I had built up, I was beginning to build up my own resistance to it with the help of further antibiotics, you know. So, I was floored, I couldn't walk. I was stationary for 6 or 7 weeks. So I had to sort of build up all my muscles and get going again.
So you're here today, Jim, and how are you feeling today? Now, what's the outcome for your future? Are you still going to be attending Beaumont, or are you finished here?
I just have to go back for checkups. It's 100% successful. And, you know, unlike a coronary situation or a cancer situation, when it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
So you're not worried about a remission or having to change your lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, listen, Jim, thanks for talking to us today, and I'm glad you got through it. As you probably didn't realise how close to, I suppose, the pearly gates you were. If you had left it probably any longer. But it's great to see you. Looking great health, and thanks for talking to us today. Thanks a lot. Thanks.